Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're learning Simon Shin Mem Aleph. This is page Kuf Tzadi Gimel, but we're holding on the bottom of 384. Shin Mem Aleph, we're going to do Be'ez Hashem the whole Simon tonight. So, says the Shulchan, this is about being Matir Nedarim on Shabbos, when you're allowed to do Ataras Nedarim on Shabbos, when you are not. So, says the Shulchan, Matir Nedarim on Shabbos, Imhem Letzorech Shabbos. You could be Matir Nedar on Shabbos if it's a Tzorech for Shabbos. Kigon, Shanadar Shlolech, Olo Shlolishtos. You took a Nedar, not to eat, not to drink, and there's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, so you have to eat, you have to drink. So, afal pi shahilo p'nai la'atirim kodim Shabbos, even though you had time to be matir the neder before Shabbos, but right now you need it, and you need to do this for the tzorach mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, so therefore you're allowed to be matir the neder on Shabbos. Aval habal yochel ofer nidra yishto afilu she'enam l'tzorach Shabbos, meishim lo yofer la'ayom l'yucholo da'afiram. When it comes to a husband being made for nidra yishto, the halacha is biyom shamo, that he's only allowed to be made for the neder on the day that he hears about it. So even if it's not a Tzorach HaShabbos type of thing, it has nothing to do with her Oneg Shabbos, it's a neder about something else entirely. But if he hears about that neder on Shabbos and he's not made for it on Shabbos, she's stuck with that neder. So his only chance is to get rid of it on Shabbos, and therefore he's allowed to do so. So when you're being matir your own nedarim, you go and you do Ataras Nedarim on Shabbos only if it's a Shabbos need. But when you're being made for Nidre Yishto, or for that matter of father being made for Nidre Bito, so then you could do it on Shabbos, even if it's not a Shabbos need, because that's essentially their only chance. Says the Mishmaros of Katnal, if imhem l'tzorach Shabbos, aval shelo l'tzorach Shabbos, afil lo hayu lo p'nai lahatir kodem, ein matirin. If it's not a tzorach Shabbos, you can't do ataras nedarim, even if you didn't have a chance to do it before Shabbos. Mishum dalo yachal atir achar Shabbos, because wait till after Shabbos. Lo no no truchem Shabbos b'kdi. Why should you bother yourself on Shabbos for no reason? V'ua dinim hu l'tzorach mitzvah gam kin matir naf b'shel l'tzorach Shabbos. You could also do ataras nedarim on Shabbos if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, even if it's not for Oneg Shabbos. What were the examples of Oneg Shabbos? He took a neder shelo lechol pirish hayom, meaning that he took a neder that you weren't going to eat that day. Obviously, your neder was not a neder to never eat. That wouldn't be a binding neder. It was a neder not to eat on Shabbos. And it doesn't even have to be a neder that you took that you're not going to eat or drink at all on Shabbos. Even if you took a neder to limit your Oneg Shabbos, that you're not going to eat meat that day, you're not going to drink wine that day. That's also called the tzorach mitzvah to be matir the neder. The davar zehu mitzvah b'Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah on Shabbos to eat meat and to drink wine. And even if you took a neder not to wear nice clothing, not to wear your nice Shabbos suit or Shabbos hat, it's also mutter. If a person took a neder not to take a nap, and that's one of the things he enjoys doing on Shabbos, so then that's also a tzorach mitzvah to be able to sleep on Shabbos. But when it comes to nidrei ishto sifkat and gimel vuadin av lebito nara, and the same is true when it comes to a father being mefir his daughter's nedarim isa biyardeis amrishlam dal sifchavdal dikshmefir b'Shabbos lo yomer la mufer lichi kamo shomer b'chol. The language you use when you're mefir your wife's nedarim on Shabbos is a little different. You don't say mufer lichi ela mefir. You do it in your heart, and then you just tell her, here, take this to eat, take this to drink, as an indication that you've already been made for the neder in your heart. Now, if the husband doesn't yet know about the neder, so don't tell him, right? Because if you tell him, then he's going to have to be made for it on Shabbos. But if you wait till Sunday, tell him on Sunday, good. So then he'll be able to be made for it on Sunday, because it's Biyom Shamo. It's the day that he first hears about it. And also, let's say you have a case, a person took a neder that I'm going to do something by this and this date, and they didn't bother looking at a calendar that date, which is the deadline, is on Shabbos. You can't be made for if it's not for the sake of Shabbos. I'm sorry, this is something about you took a neder and the Zman is over on Shabbos. It can't be Mefer, right, even on Shabbos, because why not just wait till Sunday and the Neder will be over anyway? Right, so the case over here is you took a Neder that you put a time limit on. You put a timer on your Neder, that your Neder is binding, that for the next week you're not going to do whatever, and the week ends on Shabbos. So why would you be Mefer on Shabbos? Just wait, if it's not a Tzorach HaShabbos, just wait till Sunday and it will auto automatically become mutter. Odafiram shein yachalaf el biyom shemodafka. When it comes to being made for your wife's or daughter's nedarim, you can only do it on the day you hear about it. Ukaduchsav biyom shemo. Va'afilu shem b'shabes samuch chashecha kodem mitzias shabes mutter lafer. And even if you hear about it on Shabbos, close to dark, before Shabbos ends, you're allowed to be made for on Shabbos. Because that's the only time you have that you're able to be made for on Shabbos. In the Dirshu, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that if a person is Mekabel Shabbos early and he wants to be made for before Chashecha, a neder that he heard prior to being Mekabel Shabbos. So he hears that his wife made a neder on Friday morning, he hears about it. And then he's Mekabel Shabbos, you know, at Plag HaMincha, right? So now he wants to be made for the neder before Shkia comes. So is he allowed to do that? Or the fact that he was Mekabel Shabbos already makes it not be Yom Shamo anymore? So if Shlomo Zalman says, nah, he's still good. You could still be made for it. It's still the preceding day. There's a lot of lumdus there. It's what exactly happens when we're Mekabel Shabbos? Does it actually make it the next day? Or just a Nisar Malach? Dainum Shama Balayla. But anyway, back in the Mishabura, if a person hears at night, Yeshua's Man, Lafalo Kalalayla Kal Yom Shabbos. I mean, if you hear about a neder at 9 o'clock at night on Friday night, you have the entire Friday night and the entire Shabbos day to be mefer. And if, let's say, Shkia is at 7 p.m. on Shabbos and you hear about it at 6:58 p.m., you got 2 minutes. Meaning the point is, it's not a 24-hour time period. It's that calendar day. That's when you need to be mefer. Okay, Sif Beis. Misha nishbalasos melacha plonis ad zman ploni. A person who took a shavua to do a certain melacha up until a certain deadline. This is what I was getting confused with before. Person took a neder, a shavua, that he's going to do a certain malacha that is usher to do on Shabbos, and he made a deadline for himself. And then he didn't do it until the day of the deadline. And the day of the deadline happens to be a Shabbos, so he's not allowed to do the malacha. If he has a Pesach to be matir the neder, so he should do so even on Shabbos, meaning even though the item is not a tzorech Shabbos, but he's going to be in violation of his shavua if he doesn't get rid of this shavua. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan, hey, Baba Shabbos, v'os hamalachu davar shasul lasos piyam Shabbos. We're assuming the thing that he committed to do is something that one is not permitted to do on Shabbos. V'yesh lo psachim, and he has a different psachim for his neder. V'od din tafilu mein lo pesach halacharata meyikar luchud. Even if he didn't have a pesach, but he just has charata, that's good enough. Gamkin matir lo kadesh lo yavar al nidra. That's a good enough reason to be matir. But you could turn the charata into a pesach. The shoal, and now we ask him. That you ask him, if you would have known that, how badly you would have regretted this, would you have ever taken this upon yourself as a neder or a shvua? And when he says, oh, of course not. So then, matirilo, good, that's a pesach. You can be matir, konvor bi yordes and reshchav chesiv zayin ba'ga. Afilu b'shabbos, shem lo yatirilo ayom eshvuaso. And the reason we're allowed to be matir this neder on Shabbos is because if we don't, he's going to be in violation of the Yachel Dvaro, of failing to live up to his commitment that he took with his Shavua. And finally, Siv Gimel. Nagu lahatir chermei hakohol b'Shabbos, av l'shenim l'tzorech ha-Shabbos. Another exception of where you are allowed to do ataras nedarim on Shabbos is if it's a cherim that was imposed by the kahal. That you're always allowed to do on Shabbos, even if it's not for a Shabbos need. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if he shein derech lios kinufya ela b'Shabbos. That's when people gather together. If we don't do it on Shabbos, there's good luck getting everybody together on a different day. And then you'll never be able to be matirit. And therefore, it becomes like the case of Nidra Ishto, where this is your last chance. And if it's your last chance, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So to be mefer a cherem hakahal, you need the kahal there. So it's your last chance if you don't do it on Shabbos, so to speak. Where it says over there that even though it sounds like from the Ramah that only Charmei Tzibur you're allowed to be matir b'Shabbos, but there are other Rishonim that hold that even Charamim, that the Tzibur is Machrim, an individual, that's also something you could do on Shabbos because it's imposed by the Tzibur and you need the Tzibur in order to undo it. So to summarize Simon Shin Mem Aleph, we learned that you can only be matir nedarim on Shabbos if they hurt your own Shabbos, regardless of when you took those nedarim. And we learned that a husband or a father can be matir nidrei or mefer nidrei ishto or bito if he found out about them on Shabbos, even if they're not litzorich Shabbos. But we shouldn't tell him about it on Shabbos, right? Wait till the next day to tell him. And then we said that if someone had a neder to do a malacha by a certain date, which turned out to be Shabbos, you could be matir it even with just charata on Shabbos. And then we said you can be matir charamim that are imposed by the community on Shabbos, because that's when the congregation gathers. So that's really kind of your last chance to be able to do it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will also learn a full simon. We'll learn simon shin mem beis as we get ever closer to finishing Chelek Gimel here. Okay, have a good night.